A military jury convicted an army sergeant of murdering his own men. That's something that has not happened since the Vietnam War.
When we're in Kuwait, we're in a place called Camp Pennsylvania. So Camp Pennsylvania was where the 101st, basically, where we decided to get ready and wait for President Bush at the time to give us orders to cross the berm and head over to Iraq.
The attack came in the middle of the night on March 22nd, 2003. Thousands of the Army's 101st Airborne Division were in Kuwait on the eve of the invasion of Iraq.
Finally, we get the go-ahead. So we start getting issued grenades. And the day that we got issued grenades, we also hired interpreters. And the reason that all that is important is on March 23rd of 03, which is that day, a gentleman by the name of Sergeant Hassan Akbar, who was Muslim, decided to frag us and throw grenades in our tents. There was only 30 of us, again, that were at Camp Pennsylvania. So when he rolled grenades into our tents, I happened to be in the working tent, and he hit the first couple tents. We only had three officers. We had a major who was our S2, and we had two assistant S2s, Captain Christopher Seifert and Captain Santos. Well, Captain Seifert happened to be fatally wounded in that attack. And so there was also an LNO officer named Major Gregory Stone that was also killed in that attack, and many others wounded.
Those first few minutes were mostly bedlam, mostly blur. People shouting, officers trying to make order out of the chaos.
We didn't know who it was, you know, because at first we thought it was those interpreters, or, you know, when you're inside of a tent and you what he did was he shut off our generators. So then whoever, which to this day, I don't know who was in charge of that, but somebody signaled off the Scud alert, which would then send everyone to the bunkers, right? So you'd put your pro mask on, you'd get to the bunker. Well, that's what he did. Whenever the Scud alert went off, the folks started coming out of their tents. This is like 2 a.m, you know, half asleep. He's shooting them. So he hit our executive officer, Major Gregory Ramon, in the hand. The reason Captain Christopher Seifert died is he shot him like point blank. And then Captain Gregory Holden, who was our company commander, was also wounded badly, had probably 50 surgeries on his legs, but stayed in the military, actually.
Soldiers' guns were locked and loaded, pointed in every direction. These troops were nervous because they had heard Iraqi soldiers were somewhere inside the camp. But they soon learned this was an inside job. The alleged attacker wore the same U.S. desert camouflage as every one of them. To see Sergeant Hassan Akbar spread on the ground, plainly a suspect, was as startling as those two explosions. He had been found hiding in a bunker, wounded.
So they had one of those casualty assistance officers and all that, like the team of like medical and also religious come talk to all of us because they wanted to make sure we were all in the right state of mind after that attack. And we were all beat up, a little fragile mentally, especially as young guys. But of course, I mean, the mission's the mission. You're going to continue to drive on. Every time I hear Amazing Grace or Taps or any of that stuff, you know, it's pretty deep because I always go back to that incident.
Prosecutors argued that Akbar had told investigators he launched the attack on his comrades in the 101st Airborne Division because he was concerned U.S. troops would kill his fellow Muslims in Iraq.